Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2768, How to Be Patient in an Impatient World, part one, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year. Now, today's article is a little longer than normal, so I'll read the first half today and then finish up the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. How to Be Patient in an Impatient World, part one, by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Every introductory psychology class talks about this thing called the Skinner box. Sounds like something out of a Saw movie, but it's actually a famous psychological method from the golden days of research, back when pregnant women still drank and torturing rats for science was cool. A Skinner box works like this. A rat or some other unsuspecting small animal is placed in this box, which has a lever and a little feeding bowl. The rat sniffs around the box and, not knowing what the hell is going on so many levels, it will eventually push the lever by chance. A sugary little treat is then delivered into the bowl. If you learn anything from Pixar movies, it's that rats really love to f***ing eat. The Skinner box is no different. The rats quickly figure out that pushing the lever equals getting a delicious snack, so they keep doing it. Over and over and over. But then at some point, you stop giving the rat the treat, and this pisses off the rat. It'll hit the lever over and over and over, frantically trying to get the treat it feels it desperately deserves, until finally, after exhausting itself, it will give up and resign itself to fate, that life is the treats are everything is a lie. The rat will then smoke cigarettes and write bad French philosophy about its terrible disappointment with its own existence. The Skinner box demonstrated something fundamental in animal behavior. If something feels good, we will do it again and again and again, and we eventually grow a sense of entitlement to that pleasurable thing. We deserve to feel that pleasure. We deserve to be rewarded. And when the reward is taken from us, we throw a total hissy fit. Today, life is full of Skinner boxes. Your phone is a Skinner box. Your television is a Skinner box. Your wife's is a, okay, I better stop there. The point is, every day in the modern world, we too get little packets of pleasure delivered to us with a push of a button. And the more packets of pleasure, the more impatient we get when we don't get our desired reward. Next thing you know, we're complaining about Uber drivers taking a wrong turn and too many unwanted emails on Monday morning, and what the f*** the pizza guy was supposed to be here 8 minutes ago. I'm triggered. I think the last time I was admonished to shut up and be patient, I was young enough that I pulled my pants all the way down and lifted my shirt to pee. Parents are always wagging their finger at their children to practice patience, to wait a little longer, to delay gratification, and focus on long-term consequences instead of short-term rewards. Yet, as adults, we celebrate impatience. I'm so f***ing busy. I don't have time for this shit. Everyone's doing 8 things at the same time and doing all 8 things poorly. Why? Because it can't wait. Nothing can wait. We need results now. Patience is a virtue, and a virtue the world is sorely lacking at the moment. Being more patient in our daily lives can do wonders for our mental health, our economic prosperity, and can perhaps make the world seem like slightly less of a hemorrhoid-riddled asshole. Waiting versus waiting patiently. A lot of people mistake patience for the ability to wait for something, but this isn't quite true. Patience isn't simply being able to wait for a reward, it's our attitude towards waiting. For example, I might be able to wait for the pizza I ordered an hour and a half ago, but I can do so in one of 2 ways. Number one, patiently, calmly working on this draft, reading a book, and just enjoying my time alone before my large jalapeno pepperoni pie with extra garlic sauce arrives, or number two, impatiently, pacing around my apartment, calling the restaurant again, and chewing on my t-shirt to soothe my hunger pangs. Obviously, one of these options is better than the other. Better for me, better for the delivery guy, better for my t-shirt. But the evidence suggests that we're becoming worse at this. We're becoming more impatient. You see, modern society has become its own slightly more complicated Skinner box. Instead of levers, we push buttons, some real, many virtual, others imagined. And instead of those buttons delivering sugary pellets with which to stuff our gullets, they deliver endless streaming entertainment options, digital proxies for social interaction, same-day shipping on yet another new bedroom set, oh, and sugary, overstimulating, tasty food for our rapacious gullets. And it's all literally at our fingertips 24/7. In the name of convenience, the market continues to promise a world where we no longer have to wait patiently, that whatever we want, we should have it as quickly as possible. These services and devices then act on us as our own little virtual Skinner box, making us less patient and more irritable when things don't quite go our way, hashtag first world problems. The problem with this is that upgrading convenience, psychologically speaking, has diminishing returns. For instance, discovering Uber was exciting the first 3 or 4 times I used it. Now I find myself perpetually annoyed that my car is going to take 3 minutes longer than I expected. 3 minutes. This driver must be an idiot. This incredible service that I couldn't have even imagined existing a few years ago is now pissing me off on an almost daily basis. And for what? For 3 minutes. Examples like this are all around us. Some are just stupid, like more than half of people won't wait more than 3 seconds for a web page to load before closing it. Others are horrifying. Road rage, for instance, is on the rise. The point is, the upside of convenience is short-lived. The downside is constant and perpetual. And when we're optimizing our lives for convenience, we're setting ourselves up for a near-constant sense of irritation and entitlement. Sound familiar? Welcome to the 21st century. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Be Patient in an Impatient World by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Mark. Patience is a super useful personality trait that I think is underappreciated. Our own personal internal turmoil is often a result of impatience. Mark had a bunch of examples in this post of things that are tiny but still somehow a bit maddening, like a late pizza order, for example. And the amount of rage that can incite in us is pretty crazy. Road rage, emotional outbursts that are unwarranted, really, anxiety. A lot of this stems from impatience at the most basic level. Standing in line for more than 5 minutes can feel like a nightmare for some reason, whereas 5 minutes in front of a TV can go by like nothing. It'll fly by and we'll have no idea where the time went. But again, more importantly, the inner turmoil can be avoided. We can be quite at peace with all of these things if we actively choose to be, and with just a little bit of practice. It's not that difficult. Our happiness could be saved at the very least, but even lives in certain situations if you really think about it. So how do we go about building this amazing personality trait? Well, I'll share my thoughts in tomorrow's episode, as well as review one of my favorite college assignments that relates, which I've brought up not too long ago, but bears repeating. So stay tuned for that tomorrow, where we'll hear part two of this post, and where your optimal life awaits.